Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're all about you, your journey, your purpose, your unique energy blueprint. We're going deep into the fascinating world of human design to explore a concept called the incarnation spruce, or incarnation cross. It's like a personalized roadmap to your soul's purpose in this lifetime. And we'll be using an article by human design expert Thomas Waden as our guide. Ready to decode your life's purpose? Let's go.
It is exciting to think that, even before we take our first breath, there's already a cosmic plan in motion. It's essentially what the incarnation spruce is, a map based on the positions of the sun and earth in your human design chart. But here's the twist. It's not just about where those celestial bodies were at your birth, but also 88 degrees before you were born.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. 88 degrees. So we're talking about energies that were at play even before we entered this world.
Precisely. Think of it like this. You planned a cross-country road trip, meticulously mapped out every stop.
Yeah.
But then you get a flat tire in a small town you'd never heard of. That detour, that's the 88 degree influence. It forces you off the planned path and leads to unexpected adventures. Maybe even a hidden talent you never knew you had. That's the kind of energy we're talking about. Something that shapes our journey in unexpected ways.
That's a fantastic analogy. It makes me think of all the times in my life when things haven't gone according to plan, but those detours often led to some of the most amazing experiences.
Exactly. And to understand your own unique detour, you need to look at your specific human design chart. Mm. Don't worry, you can get one for free online. The article we're diving into today has a link so you can easily find yours.
Perfect. Now, once we have our chart in front of us, what are we looking for?
Focus your attention on the positions of the sun and earth on both sides of your chart. They're like two sides of the same coin. The left side represents your unconscious self, revealing your inherent potential and how others perceive you, while the right side represents your conscious self, highlighting your mission in life and how you express your gifts to the world.
So it's not just about understanding ourselves, but also how we interact with the world around us, how we fit into the bigger picture.
Precisely. It's about recognizing both your internal drives and your external impact. And remember, it's not about predicting the future, but understanding your natural energies and tendencies to guide your self-discovery.
Okay, so we've got the sun and earth positions, this intriguing 88-degree angle, but what about the incarnation spruce itself? What exactly does it tell us?
The incarnation spruce reveals the overarching theme of your life, a big-picture purpose that often unfolds over a lifetime, sometimes.
Yeah.
People use the word calling when talking about the incarnation spruce, but there's a subtle distinction. Think of your incarnation spruce as the main plot of your life story, while callings are the subplots that add spice and variety. They can show up at different stages of your life and can manifest in any area, not just your career.
So it's like the incarnation spruce sets the stage, and then we have these mini quests or callings that pop up along the way, adding twists and turns to the plot.
That's a great way to think about it. And just like a good story, there will be moments of triumph,
challenge,
and everything in between.
Now, if I remember correctly, the sun plays a pretty significant role in all of this.
Right. Absolutely. The sun's position in your chart is incredibly significant. It accounts for roughly 70% of the influence on your incarnation spruce, making it a key player in understanding your life's purpose. That's right. The sun's position is crucial. Now, to add another layer of meaning, we need to look at which quadrant your sun falls in. It adds a specific flavor to your life's mission.
Ooh, quadrants. This is where it gets really interesting. Tell me more.
Imagine your human design chart divided into four sections. Each quadrant highlights a different life focus. If your sun is in quadrant one, like yours is, your life is about understanding and discovery. It's about exploring new ideas, diving deep into knowledge, and constantly seeking to expand your horizons.
That definitely resonates. I've always been a curious person, drawn to learning new things and exploring different perspectives. So my sun being in quadrant one kind of explains that inherent thirst for knowledge.
Exactly. It's like having a built-in compass that points you towards experiences that will help you grow and evolve intellectually.
This is already making me see my life in a whole new light. Okay, so we've got the sun, the quadrants now. You mentioned that there are actually different types of incarnation spruces. How do those come into play?
There are 112 unique incarnation spruces, each with its own set of themes and energies. But we can group them into three main categories: personal, transpersonal, and fixed.
Okay, let's break those down. What makes each category unique?
Let's start with the personal incarnation spruces, sometimes referred to as right incarnation spruces. Individuals with this type are all about self-development and mastering their unique gifts. Their journey often involves a period of introspection and inner exploration before they share their talents with the world.
So, like, they need time to cultivate their skills and understand themselves before they're ready to step onto a bigger stage.
Precisely. Imagine a talented musician spending years practicing in their garage before finally forming a band and performing for an audience. That's the essence of the personal incarnation Scroots, a journey of self-discovery before sharing those gifts with the world.
That makes so much sense. And what about the transpersonal incarnation Scroots?
Transpersonal, or left. Incarnation Scroots are all about connection and collaboration. These individuals thrive in environments where they can interact with others, exchange ideas, and work together towards a common goal. Their purpose unfolds through these connections, and they often find fulfillment in bringing people together and inspiring collective action.
So they're the ones who are naturally drawn to community involvement, activism, or even just being the glue that holds their friend group together.
Exactly. They light up in group settings, and their energy is all about fostering a sense of belonging and shared purpose.
And finally, we have the fixed incarnation Scroots.
Right.
What sets them apart?
Fixed, or juxtaposition. Incarnation Scroots represent a more specific path where individuals find themselves observing and interacting with both personal and transpersonal energies. They often occupy unique space, bridging the gap between the inner and outer worlds. They might be drawn to roles that involve research, analysis, or even spiritual guidance.
So, they're kind of like the mediators or the translators, helping to connect the dots between different perspectives and ideas.
That's a great way to put it. They have a gift for seeing the bigger picture and helping others to navigate the complexities of life.
This is also fascinating. It makes me wonder if there are certain careers or fields that are particularly well-suited for people with specific incarnation Scroots. Is there a connection there?
While human design isn't a rigid set of rules, there can definitely be affinities between certain incarnation Scroots and specific fields. Someone with a personal incarnation Scroots might excel in a career where they can work independently and hone their craft, like being a writer, artist, or entrepreneur.
It's like they're creating their own world within their work,
yeah,
mastering their skills before sharing them with others.
Exactly. Okay. On the other hand, someone with a transpersonal incarnation Scroots might thrive in a career that involves connecting with people, mm-hmm, building relationships, and fostering community, such as social work, teaching, or event planning.
Makes sense. They'd be in their element, surrounded by people and making a difference through collaboration.
Precisely. And those with a fixed incarnation Scroots might be drawn to careers that involve research, analysis, or problem solving, such as science, academia, or even detective work. They excel in roles that require deep thinking and a talent for seeing patterns and connections.
Wow. It's incredible how this system can provide insights into not just our personal lives, but also our professional paths.
Absolutely. And remember, while the incarnation Scroots provides a general framework, your unique expression within that framework will be influenced by other aspects of your human design chart, like your profile and the planetary cycles you experience throughout life.
Right, now you've really got my attention. Planetary cycles. Tell me more about how those tie into my incarnation Scroots.
Think about major astrological transits like your Saturn return,
mm-hmm,
which happens around ages 28, 30, or your Uranus opposition, which occurs around ages 40, 42. These cycles bring about significant shifts in energy and often coincide with periods of personal growth and transformation.
So they're like checkpoints along the way,
mm-hmm,
prompting us to reflect on our path and make adjustments.
That's a great way to think about it. And when you combine the energy of these planetary cycles with the themes of your incarnation Scroots, you get a much deeper understanding of the opportunities and challenges that are likely to arise at different stages of your life.
This is so insightful. It's like having a cosmic roadmap for navigating life's transitions.
Exactly. And understanding the interplay between these different human design elements can empower you to make choices that are truly aligned with your unique path.
Wow, I am blown away by how much depth there is to this system. It's like peeling back the layers of an onion, revealing more and more complexity and beauty.
It's true. And the journey of self-discovery through human design is ongoing. As you learn more, you start to see these patterns and connections everywhere. And it just adds another dimension to how you understand yourself and the world around you.
Speaking of the journey, I remember Thomas Wadden emphasized the importance of patience when it comes to understanding our incarnation Scroots. Why is that?
Well, it's easy to get caught up in wanting to have it all figured out right away. But the incarnation Scroots often reveals itself gradually, like a flower blooming in its own time. You might not fully grasp its significance until you've lived a little, experienced different things, and allowed those experiences to shape your understanding.
That makes me think of how our perspective on life changes as we grow older. We might look back on certain events or choices and suddenly see how they fit into a larger pattern, a pattern we couldn't have possibly recognized at the time.
Exactly. It's like each experience adds a brushstroke to the canvas of your life.
That's so.
And over time, you begin to see the masterpiece that's being created.
Wadden also mentioned the importance of considering the human design centers, where our incarnation sluice gates are located. Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely. Imagine each center in your human design chart as a different room in a house. Each room has its own unique function and energy. The centers where your incarnation sluice gates are located highlight the rooms where you're likely to spend a lot of time, the rooms that are most significant to your journey.
Okay, so if my incarnation sluice gates are located in the emotional center, the sacral center, and the G center, those are the areas of life where I'm likely to experience the most growth, challenges, and transformation.
Yeah, precisely. It's like those rooms become your personal training grounds, where you learn about your strengths, work through your challenges, and ultimately discover your unique way of being in the world.
It's like having a blueprint that not only shows you the structure of the house, but also guides you through the process of actually living in it, experiencing each room, and how it contributes to the overall flow of energy.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And one final point that Wadden makes, which I think is so crucial, is that while self-discovery is important, your incarnation sluice isn't just about you, it's also about responsibility and giving back to the world.
So it's not just about finding our own path, but also about recognizing how that path intersects with the paths of others and how we can use our unique gifts to contribute to something larger than ourselves.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot where our personal fulfillment aligns with our desire to make a positive impact on the world around us. Your incarnation sluice, in a way, points you towards that intersection.
It's like our incarnation sluice is a compass, guiding us not only to our own personal truth, but also to our place of service in the world.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It's like we each have a unique piece of the puzzle to contribute. And when we come together, sharing our gifts and supporting each other, that's when the true magic happens.
That's such a beautiful thought. It makes me feel like this journey of self-discovery isn't just about me. It's about how I can use what I learn to connect with others and make the world a little bit brighter.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of human design. It empowers us to embrace our individuality while also recognizing our interconnectedness.
Well, I think we've officially reached the end of our deep dive into the fascinating world of incarnation sluice. What a journey it's been. I feel like I've gained so much insight into not only my own life's purpose, but also the potential for each of us to contribute something meaningful to the world.
It's been an absolute pleasure exploring this with you. Remember, your incarnation sluice is a lifelong companion, a guide on your journey of self-discovery and purpose. Embrace its wisdom, trust the unfolding of your path, and most importantly, enjoy the ride.
Beautifully said. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We encourage you to explore your own human design chart, uncover your unique incarnation sluice, and see what insights it reveals about your life's journey. Who knows what incredible discoveries await you?